This is a recast of the 5200-word piece, Sequential Quadratic Programming, SQP, from schnepat.com. This article discusses sequential quadratic programming, SQP, an optimization technique widely used in various fields to solve constrained nonlinear optimization problems. SQP algorithmically approximates nonlinear constraints and objective functions using quadratic models, converges to locally optimal solutions, and offers superior convergence rates and solution quality compared to other optimization methods. However, it has limitations such as sensitivity to initial guess and computational complexity for large-scale problems. Ongoing research aims to further enhance SQP's capabilities and address real-world problems more efficiently. Let's listen in.
Today we're diving into the topic of sequential quadratic programming, SQP, an optimization technique widely used in mathematical programming to solve constrained nonlinear optimization problems. SQP algorithmically solves optimization problems by iteratively approximating the problem's nonlinear constraints and objective function using quadratic models. It's a powerful tool in various fields such as engineering, economics, and operations research.
That's right, Avery. SQP is especially effective for problems with nonlinear equality and inequality constraints. Unlike other optimization algorithms that solve the problem directly, SQP solves a sequence of quadratic approximations to problems. By combining Newton's method and Lagrange duality, SQP seeks to converge to the locally optimal solution. It can handle highly nonlinear optimization problems and converges to feasible solutions efficiently.
Absolutely, Paul. The convergence of SQP is guaranteed under certain conditions, such as having a convex mathematical model with convex constraints and a positive definite Hessian matrix of the Lagrangian function. SQP utilizes a quadratic approximation of the objective function and constraints at each iteration to ensure convergence. By solving a series of subproblems, the algorithm generates a sequence of iterates that converge to a solution.
The algorithm itself involves several steps. First, the problem is formulated mathematically, expressing the objective function and constraints using appropriate variables and equations. Then, the search direction is calculated by solving a linearized subproblem obtained by approximating the nonlinear programming problem with a quadratic model. The step length is determined using a line search method. Finally, the iterate is updated by updating the variables and constraints based on the chosen step length and search direction.
SQP has found significant applications in various fields. For example, in aerospace engineering, it optimizes the design of aircraft structures by reducing weight while ensuring structural integrity. In economics, it finds optimal solutions in complex investment portfolios considering risk and return constraints. In robotics and control systems, it optimizes system parameters and trajectory planning. These applications highlight SQP's versatility and effectiveness in solving complex optimization problems.
That's right, Avery. And when compared to other optimization methods, SQP offers superior convergence rates and solution quality. It outperforms gradient-based methods like steepest descent or conjugate gradient, as well as algorithms like genetic algorithms or simulated annealing, especially for problems with multiple constraints. SQP's flexibility and versatility make it a powerful tool for solving complex optimization problems efficiently and reliably.
Absolutely, Paul. And there are even variations of the SQP algorithm. One such variation is the sequential linear quadratic programming, SLQP method, which uses a linear approximation of the objective function instead of a quadratic one. While SLQP may converge faster, it may not accurately represent highly nonlinear behavior. Nevertheless, SLQP has been proven effective in solving constrained optimization problems in fields like aerospace engineering, economics, and chemical process design.
SQP has a wide range of applications in various fields. In optimal control problems, such as trajectory optimization and process control, SQP is particularly useful due to its ability to handle both equality and inequality constraints efficiently. In robotics, it aids in motion planning and trajectory generation. In economics and finance, it optimizes economic models and solves large-scale nonlinear programming problems efficiently. The versatility and effectiveness of SQP make it a valuable technique in a wide range of applications.
It's important to consider the advantages and limitations of SQP as well. One advantage is its ability to handle both equality and inequality constraints effectively. Additionally, it performs well in solving nonlinear programming problems and converges efficiently. However, it is sensitive to the initial guess, and convergence to the global minimum is not always guaranteed. So careful consideration of the initial guess is crucial to ensure the desired convergence behavior.
That's right, Avery. Another limitation is the computational complexity, especially for large-scale problems. The inversion of the Hessian matrix becomes computationally expensive as the problem size increases. Furthermore, SQP heavily relies on initial estimates, which can be challenging to obtain. But despite these limitations, SQP remains a valuable tool in optimization, offering several advantages and benefits.
Absolutely, Paul. And looking ahead, the future of SQP holds promising potential for further advancements and research. Incorporating trust region methods and exploring hybrid approaches that combine SQP with other optimization techniques are some areas of development. Additionally, the integration of machine learning techniques in SQP algorithms can enhance their performance and capabilities. The continued research in SQP will undoubtedly contribute to improved problem-solving capabilities and efficiency in optimization endeavors.
That's a great summary, Avery. SQP is a powerful optimization algorithm that offers numerous benefits and advantages. It has proven to be effective in solving complex optimization problems in various fields. With ongoing developments and research, SQP is expected to continue making significant contributions to optimization techniques and addressing real-world problems more efficiently and accurately.
That's it for today. Thank you all for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time on our podcast.